Chapter 1, 2.
Something. It sounded fine when I was testing it, and then you get on fucking Mixer, which is fucking loud as shit.
Is that any better?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Okay.
I mean, it's very faint. It's there, but it's very faint.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I guess we'll just... I'll cut all that bullshit out.
Please. There it is.
All right. Start of the show, right here. 5 minutes in. 5:40.
We're counting that towards it.
No, so, we're not.
Yes, dude. Come on. That's part of the magic.
Can you do something that reduces the echo-ish?
No. I don't hear any echo. You just turn it down.
No, but... You can just
echo
the room, you know, like it's kind of, it feels like it's hollow, right? And
there's no effects on there. I don't have any effects up, dude.
No, you can change the room, the way the room sounds. Because I'm there, you used to be able to do it.
A room?
Yeah, and when it says like hall and that's room.
No,
one.
That's, yeah, that's when you have the effects up. There's no effects up. There's nothing up. Yeah, dude. Unless...
No, check, you check, can check. Change. You can change the way the room sounds because since this is kind of a weird space, I figured you could like kind of dampen it or something with another room.
I've never touched that, dude.
You have. You used to change it all the time. Right?
I haven't changed it in years. Then
I know, but you did it before. That's what I was saying. Like
then, I haven't done it since the last apartment. Since like 2018 was when you moved in here.
No, I know, but. Just...
Yeah, it's all like muted. All the effects are. Yeah, it sounds like normal to me. Anyway.
Alright, so I started off the week or the weekend. I got like a couple of monitors the other week. So I've been slowly upgrading my computer because I was looking at, because my computer's pretty fucking old. I haven't changed it in a while or upgraded it in a while, and then I didn't really feel the need to. But when I got the monitor, I was like, well, maybe I can just do a little bit of gaming, except it's just a little bit too slow. So I was like looking into options to upgrade it cheaply. So I found a pretty cheap video card for $65. And it retails for like, you know, $200. And used probably like $75, $80 at least. And this guy was on there for $65. And so I contacted him. He's like, yeah, you know, this was like right when it was snowing, like the really shitty day that was snowing. I was like, well, I'm not going to go today because it's crazy out. Like, if it's good tomorrow, then I think it was Wednesday, right? So then like, no, was it Friday? I can't remember. No, it was Friday that was snowing. And then Saturday, I was like, yeah, I'll just go out. I'll head out there tomorrow or something. So I went out there. I made like a tentative plans. I said, well, 2:30. Oh, no, wait, this is Friday. So it was Thursday, it was snowing. Then Friday.
Quiet.
Yeah. And then Friday, I headed out there and, you know, I said 2:30 and he said, yeah, I'll be here. I'll be out here all day, whatever. Head out there. It takes like half an hour. He's in Lakewood and it's in this kind of a crummy neighborhood, I guess, you know, it's 4th Street off of like in Sherman somewhere. They have like these little kind of like apartment units that are just like one big box and they have like, you know, a number range. So they cram all these people into one little thing. It's weird. So I'm walking around and he wrote down, I even have the fucking message still. So it's 5500 4th Street. So one side says 4980-92. So like 4980 to 4992, I guess. And then the other one says 5510 to some 5512. I'm like, where the fuck's he at? So I start walking around all these people's it was like a walkway, you know, so I wasn't going in the yard, but it felt like I was going behind their yard or some shit, because there's like a walkway that kind of intertwined behind their place, and you're like right next to their like yard and like window and shit, and no one was there. I also would ask somebody, and I waited for a few minutes, and I messaged them again, and nothing. But fuck this, you know. So I messaged, hey man, I'm going to take off. I can't find a place. So as I wasted all that time, and we made plans too, kind of. You know, I told him, you know, and he said, yeah, I'll be here, whatever. As I'm driving back, like maybe I get like maybe a mile out on the freeway, and he pings me, and I look at it. He's like, "Hey man, really sorry. I'm so sorry, man. I feel really bad." And he's like, "If you come back, I'll give you like, you know, I'll give you the card for 50. Like, well, $15 off. I'm not that far away." So I just exited, spun back around, went to it. I was like, "Hey, I'm over here." And he's like, "I can't, you know, I don't see you." And he's like, "It's 5560." I'm just like, "You put 5500." I didn't say that. I'm just like, "Okay, fine." So I'm gonna argue with him. So I went down the street a ways, like maybe a couple, like two buildings, and he's right there. He sells me the car. I was like, yeah, everything looks fine. So fast forward to Saturday, I was going to put the car in at some point. For some reason, around 10:30 or something, I decided to do mushrooms. So I was kept saying that I'm going to...
So this is yesterday? All this was yesterday?
No. Friday was when I picked up the car. Oh. And then, like, you know, Saturday was when I was going to, you know, do the mushrooms and then put the card in at some point in the day. But I was like, it was kind of like conflicting. I was like, when am I going to put the card in? When am I going to do the mushrooms? And then, like, I don't know. I just decided to, like, fuck it. I just looked at the mushrooms, took it out, like weighed it out. And I was like, well, I did 4 grams last time. So I'll do like 3. That's probably fine. But I hadn't done them in so long, you know, I might have like thought twice about doing 3. Mm-hmm. So then I put it in tea, let it steep and whatever, and then, or steep, whatever. And then I ate a couple little caps, and I started...
And what time was this?
Like about 10:30 something.
In the morning?
Between 10:30 and 10:40 something, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then like, messaged my friend and stopped her for a while, and, you know, I was like, well, I need to put this power supply in, and I want to put this video card in. Because I bought the video card, but I needed a bigger power supply for the card, because it takes up more wattage. So she's like, why the hell? I was like, should I just do this on mushrooms? I'm sure it'll be fine. It's not that hard. Oh, hey, Emma's here. What's up, Emma? And then so like, my friend's like, why the fuck are you like wanting to take apart your computer when you're on mushrooms? I was like, I don't know. I figured I can do it. I wanted to get something done today. He was like, well, you should have thought of that before you do mushrooms. So now I know. Clear your schedule and shit before you fucking, you know, do mushrooms. Good morning, Emma. At 3:10 p.m. I actually thought shit out. You know, I was tripping for a good while, though. Like, from 10:30, I'd say it lasted till about... I was coming down by, like, 6 or 6 something, you know? Probably about 5:30 or 6.
So, 5 hours.
Yeah. And then fucking, like, 7:30... My friend keeps asking me, okay, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine now. But for a while there, it was just really intense, and I was sitting there like just fucking watching shit, and shit would just get really fucking melty.
So basically you didn't do anything with the computer?
No.
Okay.
No. I that's why I thought better of it. She's like, just chill and fucking watch something and
okay.
Relax.
All right.
Because I wanted to do something with the computer. I wanted to upgrade my power supply, my video card, and then I wanted to work on the show. When I started working on the show, I was like, I can't fucking concentrate. I was like, maybe I'll just take my computer apart. I was like, wait a second. I'm going to do something stupid. So just chill and don't do anything, which was the smart thing to do because, A, I put it in like a sequence, right? So like, I want to, after I came down, because it's kind of good that I did it early, but kind of bad at the same time. So like I did it early enough for like when I came down, I could get shit done. But
weren't you tired?
Yeah, that's the thing. I was kind of tired too. I was like, it was weird because I was wired, but I was like, because she asked me how I was. I'm like, I'm wired but tired. You know, like I feel like I want to do something, but I'm just so fucking drained. You know,
your
so I'm
brain, just like, your brain is tired.
Yeah, so I'm just laying there like, fuck, you know. And then I like put the 3D goggle thing my brother got me and started looking at the shit, and the shit just started like seeping into my fucking brain and like kind of I started like hallucinating like badly. I was just laying there like, oh man, this is fucked up. And I felt the like body chills and shit. So then I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm fucking useless. So I told myself, when I come down, I'm gonna work on the show first because I want to get some stuff done. Because if God forbid something happens and this I could fuck up the computer or miss something, then at least I have stuff, you know, done. And you know, so that's one smart thing I did. So after I finally came down, I worked on the show. I got most of the stuff looked up. I put it away, shut down the computer, and I started putting I placed the power supply, which isn't super hard. It's just like a lot of cables, and you have to like wrap your hand around all this bullshit. There's like a snaking bunch of cables you have to tie up and make sure it doesn't hit anything. And finally got everything done. I put the card in, and the fucking fan wasn't spinning. I'm like, oh, man, this fucking card is fucked up, you know? Like it lit up, but the fan wasn't spinning, and I wasn't getting any video. So I was like, I tried it again. I reseated it. I took it out, took it back, put it back in, and it was just like something's wrong with this thing. I put my old card in because I know that works. Still no video. I'm like, what the fuck? How did this fuck up? Did I fuck up the port? I'm pretty sure I didn't. I checked all the cable connections again, and apparently there's a CPU power thing that there's like a 4-prong plug, and I only put two of the prongs in. I missed the other two. So I was like, oh, that's it. So I changed it finally. It came up, and everything was cool, and I started installing some video games. I'm playing Batman Arkham Asylum right now.
About time.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But that was my day. I was like all fucked up for like a good portion of the day. Couldn't get shit done. I still like, I almost burned the house down because I was gonna like make some noodles, and then like I let the fucking water boil for like forever, and oh shit, and I ran back outside.
How's that gonna burn? That's not gonna burn the house down, dude.
It wasn't gonna burn the house down. Okay. I fucked up my pan that way, and I like fixed. I kind of like scraped it and fixed it, and then I almost did it again. So.
Well,
clearly, I need to like just figure out what that, you know, I should be doing nothing when I'm doing mushrooms, and probably do like two or less
next time. Next time, do a gram, a 1.5 gram.
Fuck that shit, dude.
Really?
You need to do 4, then I'll do.
No, one. I don't. I'm cool with. I know my where I want, and I don't like going down further, which is what I did on Friday, because I went to go see Chevy Metal on Friday night, which is Taylor Hawkins' old cover band, and his son was playing drums on that one. So I'm like, all right, man, I got to go check him out. But it was the day before they played in Aspen, and that was, no, the day before that, no, was Thursday was the big storm, right?
Yes.
Thursday was the big storm.
Thursday was the biggest storm, and then Friday had a little bit of flakes until like about 9 or something.
Yeah, so it was the big storm on Thursday. I'm like, fuck, are they even going to have the show? Because part of me is like, if it's going to be snowing, I'm not going to go, man. Fuck that. I just, you know, and I was waiting for them to like, you know, say that they canceled it or whatever, but no.
Yeah, it was Thursday night?
No, it was Friday night.
Oh, okay. Friday I was, night, fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't, you know, I didn't want to go out, so I didn't go out until Friday. And as I was driving out on Friday, it was fine. Yeah, you're right. But I got there early, 7 o'clock. I'm like, fuck, man. So I ate. I had some chocolate that I bought from some dude in November when I went to go see Baroness. And I ate half of the chocolate here. Ate them around 7, you know, half of 1.5 grams. And freaking... Jeez, man, it just, it took me till like 9 o'clock. All of a sudden, blam, it just hit me. You know, it was like
my. So we both kind of did mushrooms this weekend. I mean, mine was Saturday, yours was Friday.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I pretty much watched Chevy Metal on mushrooms. And I was not freaking out. I drove home and everything, but it was still, you know, it was enough to see, you know, the fireworks.
You didn't really feel much at Mars Volta, right? We had like how many caps did we take? But you didn't really measure all that stuff out, so we don't know how many grams
that Yeah, was. I think that actually came out to maybe 1 gram each.
Yeah. So I made a mistake thinking like one less gram was going to fucking make a difference, and there's virtually no difference between 3 and 4 grams, except for 4 was like a little bit more intense and it lasted longer. I felt like I was on 4 grams for fucking ever.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I got home and I just, I was tired, but I was wired. I was awake, and I fell asleep around 4 o'clock. And then yesterday, I was just tired all day, so I fucking fell asleep. I slept good. Like, I had a good night's sleep last night, so today I'm fine.
Yeah, my friend was like, why don't you paint or do something? I was like, you don't understand. It's like, I feel useless. I feel useless, but I feel like I can't, like, just chill and just lay down because I'm all, like, wired, and I want to do something kind of productive, and I feel like I just wasted the day doing nothing, which is my fault, obviously. I should have just waited till I finished all the shit I was going to do and then do the mushrooms and then chill out and watch a movie or something. But then I was like, I don't know, even like after I made something to eat, I had to wash my dishes and clean everything up and whatever. I just like, I'm weird that way.
I walked around downtown and saw all the bros and the hoes and whatever, and Lodo and
Brodo.
The Brodo. And I'm like, holy shit. I didn't used to hang out, but I used to come down here a lot, like when I first moved here.
Lodo's pretty much all bro ham shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, whatever. So I walked around, and there's this one bar I used to go to when I first moved here. The Giggling Grizzly. It's still there. All the other bars have changed or either closed down or whatever, but the Giggling Grizzly's still there, and I just walked past, and I'm like, fuck, man, I used to come to this bar a lot, you know, and I've lived here forever, it feels like.
Oh, shit, let's start the show.
Please.
Okay. 5, 4.
Like this one. 18 reasons why no one is interested in working anymore. I can tell you one. Because you don't pay me enough. Yeah. And who wants to fucking work anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Honestly, who really just wakes up? You know what? I feel like working. I'd rather just wake up and, like, you know, if I didn't have anything to do and just, like, just fucking, like,
prostitute your body.
That's working. You know, if you had to work.
Yeah, it's like minimal work.
But I don't think I'd have any customers.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. Happy St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick was a Christian missionary that was, as legend has it, was kidnapped by Irish raiders and enslaved. After spending 6 years as a shepherd and having found God during that time, he returned to Ireland to try to convert the pagan Irish to Christianity. Somehow, this turned into a tale about some guy getting rid of all the snakes in Ireland, and now they celebrate like they do with many Irish traditions, by getting shit hammered and headbutting each other.
Okay, welcome to the Lo-Fi Show.
Was that worth it?
We just started.
Was that worth it, yes. Dude?
Emily, did you hear any of that? If not, I'm going to drop this fucking laptop through the window.
Please say you didn't hear it, Lima.
Lima?
Lima. But whatever. All right, man, let's go to the next segment, because this is bullshit. We've already, like, wasted a whole hour.
Like, that was your thing. I would play a game. You know, no one can hear anything. Probably sounds like crap.
You know, as long as it fucking gets your whatever, then just do it. Fucking do it.
Right, this is music, movies and music, and I can't play the theme song, because, oh, no, I guess I can. I still can play everything.
Right.
Where is it at?
It's the music and movies and TV thing.
Well, sorry.
It's the music and movie thing, and I've got nothing interesting to fucking say about it. Because everybody's already done it.
not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. So, hi, Mark.
Taken. But why? Why do they still call me a warlord? And mad? All I want to do is to create the perfect genetic soldier. Not for power, not for evil, but for good.
Sweater number five.
Our spy satellites recorded those images.
What is this species? Well, according to the Klingfeld historian, the species is called Daw.
Daw.
Yeah. Obviously, the superior race, having the man-animal chauffeured around. Yeah, well, dogs did prove to be more cooperative than man-animals. For some reason, they weren't as useful when it came to manual labor.
I have others. My own
visit, your excellency. Well, thank you, planet ship. You'll be pleased to know that I've approved additional labor resources. I'll have them sent here by the end of quarter cycle.
Thank you, your excellency.
Now, let's see. Oh, your long overdue transfer. You must be looking forward to getting off this disgusting excuse of a planet. I just want to do whatever serves the corporation best, sir.
Second window of that one. Soundtrack music. Okay, last one, number 7, first one.
Rice Wine. Look at that. Studies a brain surgeon.
I have something to say to you, Mr. Wavy. I do not tend to be made a fool of. You're flippant, facetious, and I suspect sorely lacking in moral fiber. However, I'm duty bound to Mr. Burns to work with you, and I shall try. We've made a deal, you and I and he, and I expect you to live up to it. Do I make myself clear?
You don't like me much, do you, man? Maybe after you get to know me a little bit, what do you think?
I think there's very little chance of that. I suspect our association is an extremely brief one.
Big one.
How's it no such thing?
Last one. That one. Take a look at that. What do you have for number one?
A Room with a View.
The Room.
The Room, yeah, with the Room with a View.
Okay, number two?
Problem Child of Fire?
Yes. Pretty good. Well,
I knew Child of Fire, and I'm like, okay, that's got to be the only thing. Is it? You've used it before.
By the way, the theme of this one is just like shitty movies.
Okay. I don't know.
Look Who's Talking Now is a movie. Yeah. Now It's Dark by Anthrax.
Yeah, I knew that song, but I didn't know the. Yeah.
So Look Who's Talking Now, It's Dark. And what number four?
Fascination Street of Street Fighter?
Yeah. Number five?
Don't know.
Battlefield Earth AD.
Yeah, I would have never.
Earth AD for the Mystics.
Yeah, that would have never gotten Battle Earth.
Number six.
Don't know.
Return of the Mac and Me. Return of the Mac and then Mac and Me. God. Number seven.
Something Surprise You're Dead or Surprise.
Okay, what's a bad movie? Ends with Surprise. Did he hit? Madonna was in it. I think we had it at a theater.
Really?
Yeah. Shanghai Surprise, You're Dead.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie. Yeah. I would have never in a million years thought of that movie.
That was like the fucking worst, like, you know, that ended the relationship pretty much because it was such a shitty movie.
Okay. Did you get any of that? Did you hear it, Emma? If she's still there?
She said, oh, hi, Mark. And she said, that sounds so familiar.
Oh, okay.
So she heard some of it.
All right.
I don't know how well she heard it, but... I think what my solution is, because I'm relying off these little audio outputs, and this computer's so old, you know, I don't know if these outputs are doing that well. So what I'm going to do is, like, well, we have to figure out if those channels are still working, first of all, and before I do anything, but I'm going to put like a USB in here and like have a sound output outright, and then that has a USB in too, so
Direct into it.
Yeah, so I think there's a way to do it. I have to just like figure it out. Who's shittier?
Please.
Oh no, we can do Crack the Crap first.
Whatever. Yeah, let's do that. Because that doesn't require any fucking bullshit. Where's the...
Oh, it's right
here. Yeah. Oh. All right. This is something that I can do.
This is going to be a lot of me punching in a lot of fucking song beats after this.
I mean, I honestly don't know why we're even bothering, because it's just going to sound like, this is going to sound like, you know the edit points.
No, I'm going to like take all that little shit out, hopefully, and then just start from where we like play the fucking trivia show or trivia game. That's pretty much all I can do.
Yeah, I know. So that's why
it is called a lo-fi show after all.
Yeah, 10 years later, it's finally lived up to its.
It doesn't sound terrible. It sounds just as shitty as ever.
All right, question number one. The human nose grows in a downward direction.
Apparently, the gay people, they like that shit when they're about to come. They take a big old whiff of that right when they freaking climax, and it's supposed to help you or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that was no punchline? Because that was a serious talk. The human nose grows in a downward direction. I see. Fact.
I say fact.
Because I know mine does. Mine's already going down. I already got a hook. So,
yeah, it is. Like fucking Gonzo.
It is fact. Yes. Don't turn up your nose. It's
MSA,
fact.
MSA fact.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot it. I'm sorry. Question number two. People get more static electric shocks in cold weather.
And this is, quote unquote, the gay people. So you probably need to rephrase that in a certain way so it doesn't sound quite as offensive. You can say, like, I know it's popular in the gay community.
Yeah, I'm going to rephrase that little sound bite.
I know, not that sound bite. I'm just saying, like, in general, just like the quote unquote the gay people.
I'm going to call the gays.
That's like calling, like, the black people or the Asians.
The blacks. People.
The blacks or the Asians.
The Asians.
I know the Asians like that kind of stuff. So you won't say stuff. Okay, go ahead.
This one's pretty easy. People get more static electric shocks in cold weather.
That's... Emma says, what's up, cum guzzlers? Oh, speaking of cum guzzlers.
Emma.
What did you say over there?
This is the third time. People get more static electric shocks in cold weather.
Fact.
That is definitely a fact.
Emma says crap.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we experienced that.
It is fact. It is a matter of degrees.
It makes more sense to be common in heat. No.
I know
when I'm cold and I just like, yeah, walk around the carpet, I get fucking popped all the time.
It's drier here. Yeah. It's drier in the cold. Question number three. Scientists have discovered hyperaccumulators, also called metal trees, that naturally absorb and thrive on metallic elements like nickel, zinc, cobalt, and gold in the soil.
Yeah, I guess I just don't have it in me to be a full-fledged drug addict.
Scientists have discovered hyperaccumulators, also called metal trees, those are in quotation marks, that naturally absorb and thrive on metallic elements like nickel, zinc, cobalt, and gold in the soil.
That's really long, so I'm going to see fact. I didn't listen to any of that.
I know you didn't.
That was his fact, too.
I say fact.
With a face with big eyes.
It is fact. Pay dirt.
Semen tree is in full bloom and making its way into your orifices.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know. Here's Emma's question.
insects more dick than everybody else's.
It makes me laugh every time.
Don't you feel honored to have you on solid?
Yeah, that a question that sucked a dick more than anybody else's. Lucy Hughes, 24, a product design student, has converted cattle fecal matter into a new recyclable bioplastic.
I'm pretty sure the pig anus is smaller than mine.
Lucy Hughes, 24, a product design student, has converted cattle fecal matter into a new recyclable bioplastic.
Fact.
I say crap.
Literal crap.
Because it's basically grass. How are they going to turn that into plastic?
Right.
So I say crap.
I say fact. And then what do you say?
I say crap, right? I said crap, right?
Yeah.
It is crap. A red herring. Lucy has converted fish scales and fish skin bonded with red algae into a new recyclable bioplastic. In 1937, Joseph Figlock was hit by a baby that fell from a fourth-story window. 1 year later, another baby fell out of a window, hitting Figlock again. I mean, why aren't you a vocalist?
Yeah.
You get it.
That's pretty much spot-on fucking voice impression.
I mean, forget guitar. You should be a vocalist. I'm just saying. Question again. 1937, Joseph Figlock was hit by a baby that fell from a fourth-story window. 1 year later, another baby fell out of a window, hitting Figlock again.
I say fact.
I say
crap. Unless it's fact.
I say crap.
That's too weird to not be a fact.
That's too weird to be a fact. It is fact. Both babies and Mr. Figlock survived. He was a real baby magnet. Okay, I want to look that up. Figlock. I mean, his name is kind of weird, too. How many Figlocks do you know? Joseph Figlock. God, today is the worst day of all time. This probably is my worst day. And I've had worst days ever, you know, like the...
I had a pretty good day the other day. After I took mushrooms, I was feeling good. I upgraded my computer, and I thought it was broken, but it was fine. And now I have like a, you know, I thought for sure I was going to fuck something up, because I usually do. That's not true. I mean, computer-wise, sometimes you always just forget like the little things, and then you...
Science to me, but not in Tony. So much better than that religious baloney. Science guy, Neil Nye, and that black dude.
So science-wise, my friend, her sister had a baby, and her sister texted her and said, "My mucus plug popped. My mucus plug popped out." Have you ever heard of a mucus plug?
Not on purpose.
You know what it looks like?
It's probably like vagina looking.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah, it is vagina looking.
Let me see the images.
Okay. Yeah, no, dude. No, man. I don't want to see no goddamn...
This is just science, dude. Ooh, is that it? That's a mucus
plug. Oh, okay. So that's just basically... That's probably before your water breaks.
It looks like a half between a squid and a shrimp with blood on it.
So that probably comes out first, then your water. Like, ugh.
There's another mucus plug.
All right, dude. There's enough. That's enough. I mean, how many more do you want to look at, dude?
Just all different sizes and shapes, man.
It still looks like fucking mucus. Hence the name.
So what it says here, I looked it up. It said, losing your mucus plug is like a normal part of pregnancy, but it can feel weird when it happens. What does a broken mucus plug look like? You'll see it as a jelly-like substance, which might be clear or slightly pink or streaked with a small amount of blood. When you're losing the mucus plug, you notice it on your underwear or on toilet paper after going to the loo. It could, of course, this is like English. It could be in one single piece or like a blob of gel.
So is that the science news?
Yes. Look at that.
You know,
that's long.
I can go my whole life and not have to look this up.
Is it real?
So it was reported that Figlock, a street sweeper in Detroit, the Department of Public Works, experienced the most unusual repetition of coincidence. So basically, yeah, he caught him. They didn't fall on him. He caught him.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still on.
So yeah, I know, but still, they made it sound like it was just, oh, yeah. So he was a street worker. So it's not like he was just walking down the street. He was working the streets.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's still a pretty crazy coincidence that two babies fell on you. That's just weird.
It is, but
he should call our band Lucas Blood.
Your band.
Are you ready for Patrick? Oh, wait, sorry. Are you ready for who's shittier?
I'm ready for this day to be over. Mucus Plug band name. Mucus Plug band. Yeah, there's no Mucus Plug.
See? It's open, dude. Wide open. Where is fucking Shido? I can never find that fucking thing.
It's slut time. Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band?
Okay.
Yeah, and I won tickets to go see your favorite band of all time. So you can stop bugging me about seeing metalcore.
Darkest Hour.
Okay, Darkest Hour.
Kenya, Make It Blue. Kenya, spelled K-E-N-Y-A, Make It Blue. So clever. They're from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And this is the band's Drowned Rat.
That's where my boss lives, in Portsmouth.
Okay, we can ask her if she's heard of this shitty band.
Can't tell if the small speaker is making it sound shittier.
Well, this is live too.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it just.
I mean, is it adding? Yeah, is it adding to the shit?
It doesn't make it any better. That's the answer. Okay, that's Drowned Rat, one word. This is Quim, Q-U-I-M, with Preparado para la Vida Moderna. Songs, right? Is it off? The fucking vocals are the thing.
I can't tell, dude. Yeah, that's off.
That's a very breathy hey ho.
That's a very bad Ramones.
Hey ho.
Okay. All right.
Right. This is John Schubert with "As She Danced Around Fire." Okay, Emma. See you later. Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, she's taking off finally.
Yeah.
the any bit.
Friendly lovers in the back.
Said
really boring, sorry.
Eddie Vedder, total ripoff.
Okay, this is Thrown Again by That's Far Enough.
But, you know, one's shitty, all shitty.
This one is Wang It Out by the Wangers.
Okay.
Song's actually called Hey Government Up Yours.
But it's demo too, dude, so keep that in mind.
It's still terrible.
Go down one. Go down. Okay. Is that the other one? No, that was the other song. What was the other song? Where did that go?
Oh, I clicked on it. Yeah. Wang or the Decline of Western Culture.
Yeah, that's not a demo. That's not a demo. So
play this one?
Yeah. See if they Oh, it's the
Yeah, the whole thing is a demo. Okay, I'm done with that.
Yeah, they win.
Okay. Wang It Out with the Wangers wins.
Do they have any? No, they don't have merch. Do they have a website? No, they don't.
Yeah, that's it. Well, thanks to Ella for hanging out with this torturous bullshit.
You know, man, I would have been okay with just calling it a day, man. But
I'll see if I can salvage it. I'll publish it. If I can't, if it's complete shit, then I'll just like, you know, we'll just do it next time.
much too.